All right, we just put the spotlight on you. All right, we're now joined by Martin Truex Jr., driver of the number 19 Bass Pro Shops Toyota, who finished second today. We are going to open it up to questions. We'll go to Daryl Kinsey Jr. first.
Martin, Daryl Kinsey Jr., WBGR Sports. It feels like you're starting a new consistency streak. You had five straight races, finishing third, now two straight here, finishing second. How does it feel coming into the playoffs now with this sort of consistency?
Yeah, and I think we were second at Kentucky too, like right there before that. So, yeah, definitely been, been good to run right up front, be running the top three. That's where you need to be running to make your way through the playoffs. And, obviously wish we could have won a few more. Our bonus point situation is not the greatest, and that's something that we've really been working hard on trying to get some more here lately. It just seems like we're always right there, second or third. So overall, it was, it's good. It's good momentum. It's good, good to be consistent. We just got to keep working to find a little bit more.
Martin, you said you may have had a loose tire during that last run. Did it affect you any during that run?
Maybe a little bit. Maybe a little. I think, I don't think we had anything for the four. He was pretty lightning fast, so. I think we finished where we should have there. So, I think it hurt us a little, but not enough to run the four car.
All right. Thank you. And hopefully you get one spot higher at Daytona.
I hope so too. Thank you. That'd be a good one.
All right. We're going to go to Mark Garrow with PRN next.
Martin, with this kind of consistency, people talk about, okay, to get the wins, you got to consistently run up front. Are you a little bit surprised you guys have had this kind of consistency and it hasn't translated into at least one more win?
Yeah, I mean, I think, there was two or three races there in this stretch that I thought, I thought we had the best car and I thought we should have won. And, I screwed up at the Daytona road course last week and, probably could have got a win there, I felt like, or at least, battled for it, but a couple of places we've been really good. Kansas, I thought we had the best car and, lost track position on pit road just by strategy. So, I mean, it's just been little things here and there that, that we got to be smarter about, but also I think, overall we got to find a little bit more speed if we can and, again, we're so close. I mean, it's just little things here and there we gotta look at and figure out how to get, turn those seconds and thirds in victories.
Martin, you've been in position before at this time of the season where you've had a huge amount of bonus points. Harvick and Hamlin have that now. Just how big a deal is that to go into the playoff with that many bonus points?
Well, I mean, it's, more than anything, it's just a safety net, I mean, it's a comforting feeling when you go and have a bad day, you have something to fall back on. And, really through the years, even the years where we had a lot of them, we really never had to use them. We were never in position to, to need those points. So, but then again, in 2016, we didn't have a lot and we had a bad, two bad races and we could have used them. So, it really just depends, I think we're strong enough as a team and, we can overcome it. We could definitely make the final four with the way we're running. We've done it before in 2015, not having a lot of bonus points, but it's just nice to have that cushion, that comfort that, if something bad happens, you kind of get a mulligan there, but, I think we'll be fine without it.
Thank you.
Next we're going to go to Jordan Bianchi.
Martin, where do you guys see yourselves compared to the four car right now and maybe just where they're better just a little bit?
Depends on the track, depends on where you're asking about. I mean, it's, we've been better than them at times, but, I'd say obviously they've been really strong pretty much everywhere. So they're just fast, I think they, Kevin and Rodney are both they both do a great job. They've been fast for years. It's not surprising, and they know all the little details, and they do a great job executing. So I think overall they're probably just a little bit got a little bit more speed than we do, and I think probably one of the biggest things I notice is their ability to get through traffic, you know, better than our cars. And, you know, that's something we've been really focusing on, working on. And we haven't found a whole lot that really has helped us in that department. So just trying to figure that out. But, you know, again, the 11's been really fast. They've won a bunch of races, but we've been right there too. And just, you know, again, we've been right there. We just need a little bit more. So just keep working. That's all you can do. I mean, this stuff's hard, right? I mean, it's not easy. So it's pretty impressive what they're doing.
Thanks.
Next, we'll go to Zach Sterniola.
Martin, with the consistency that you've had these last, really the last month and a half or so, how do you translate that into playoff momentum with you when you have Daytona as such an outlier next week, kind of breaking up the monotony?
Yeah, I mean, Daytona, you just go and you race and see what happens. I mean, I don't think you really take anything out of that place. It's, you know, it is what it is there. So, you know, for us, I think we just go there and hope to finish on all four tires and not crashed. And, you know, really it has absolutely zero bearing on the playoffs. So, you know, I think for us, we're in a good place. We're comfortable with where we're at. We feel good about things. And, you know, we're totally focused on what we're doing. And I think the consistency is something that's going to pay off. We'll just have to wait and see how much.
Thank you.
Next, we're going to go to Andrew Kurland.
Yeah, Martin, you know, James Small's first year on Top of the Box as a crew chief for you guys this year, but he's worked under Cole Pern and with you guys in previous years. Where's your confidence in him as he goes into his first playoffs as the lead guy in that pit box?
Oh, he's doing a great job. He's doing, you know, I think for his first year, he's doing good and, you know, making good decisions. I think, you know, the biggest thing is leading the team. And there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes. It's not just, you know, how fast is our car going and, you know, how are our finishes and how many races have we won and all that. I mean, there's a lot behind the scenes going on there. So, you know, I think as far as that goes, everything's really gone smooth. You know, all the guys really have a lot of respect for him, all the team guys and, the guys working on the cars and mechanics and everything. And, you know, he gets along well with all the other crew chiefs and so all those little things. And, you know, he really fits in well, I think, and does a good job. You know, he's real similar to, he's real similar to Cole, I think. And, you know, obviously learned a lot from him and has been around him a long time. So, you know, I think he's done a really fine job. And, you know, I think for us, the communication's going well and we're on the same page. We're just, I feel like we're one step behind on a lot of things. And, you know, like yesterday we were pretty close and, you know, pretty close to having a shot at winning. And then, you know, thinking last night we could make our car better and we didn't make it better. And now, you know, after the race today, we're like, we both agreed on what we did was not what we should have done. And what we should have done is what we both thought about last night and didn't talk about. So we're on the same page as far as that goes. We're just, we're a step behind here and there, and that's what we need to figure out how to be a little bit better at.
Thank you.
We have time for two quick questions. We'll go to Jeff Magliocchetti first.
Hey, Martin, thank you for joining us. Great job on another run today. My question concerns the news that came out today about the Martin Truex Foundation's teaming up with NASCAR. How proud are you of this endeavor, and how proud are you of the fact that you continue to make an impact both on and off the track for this sport?
Well, thanks for bringing that up. It's a big deal for us. I'm really proud of it. And, you know, I'm really proud of, you know, the idea that, you know, the girls came up with our foundation. You know, this has been, it's been a tough year for us fundraising and, you know, with COVID and all that's going on, our big fundraiser of the year had to get canceled. And so it's been a bit of a challenge to try to raise money to continue, helping all the great people that we've been able to have partnerships with and things. So, really excited about this. Thanks to NASCAR for teaming up with us and allowing us to do this. And obviously all the teams that have so far agreed to do this. And I think we're up over 30 at the moment already, I think what I heard this morning. So just really proud, really proud to be able to do this and continue to help, you know, help raise money for women and children battling cancer.
Nice work. Keep up the great work. Thanks, Martin.
Thank you.
And we're going to wrap up with Rob Fionson quickly.
Martin, it's been the Harvick and Hamlin show this year, but you've got some experience with the playoffs, of course. If you have a message for your competitors, what would you want to say to them in terms of the 19's presence when it comes to crunch time in NASCAR?
Really nothing. I mean, I think the results speak for themselves. And, you know, for us, I think, you know, if they forget about us, that's fine because we're right there. We're ready to pounce. So, you know, again, we're close. We obviously haven't won as many races as I think we should have, but, you know, we're ready and, hopefully the momentum will swing in our direction and they'll forget about us and we'll, you know, we'll go beat them all.
Thanks, Martin.
All right, Martin, thanks for joining us. Congratulations on the weekend and we'll see you in Daytona in a few days.
All righty. Thanks, y'all. See ya.